Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned. We're looking forward to bringing you this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We have a wonderful subject today. We've been teaching in sequence for the past couple of weeks out of Psalm 112 on trusting God in troubled times. And I believe this is an important, vital message for people living in the kind of situation our world is in today. I don't want to just dwell on the negative issues that face us all in our world, but we are in a global crisis of one form or another. We are living in times that are marked with trouble and trial and test and pressure. This is the times that were predicted and prophesied so long ago. In the end time, in the last days, perilous times would come. The good news is that we can have a heart established trusting in the Lord, and we can weather the storms. Hallelujah. The storm will pass, and God will be glorified no matter what is taking place in your life. If you will keep your trust in Him, He has promised to never leave us and never forsake us, and that promise is so very precious in times like these. We're glad to be with you today. I don't know, sometimes the problems globally fade in significance to what we may be facing in our personal world. I don't know what your situation is today. You may be doing very, very well, and we pray that you are and that you will give God thanks for that. But there are many people who are not doing well. There are so many people who give up hope altogether in our society, and beautiful young men and women who commit suicide, who can't see any light. All they can see is darkness. I remember listening years ago. I grew up, in the 50s, and I was a teenager in the 60s. I was born in 1947. And that you can do the math. I'm going on 62, but I grew up in a time and saw a lot of changes. I remember a song by an artist that I used to listen to before I became a Christian, by Jimi Hendrix. The song he was singing was the words really captured what depression it really is and hopelessness really is. And the lyrics went like this: "No sun coming through my window. Feel like I'm living at the bottom of a grave. No sun coming through my window. Feel like I'm living at the bottom of a grave. Won't somebody rescue me? 'Cause I don't live today. I don't live today. Maybe tomorrow. I just can't say." That is a hopelessness. And there were so many guitar riffs and so much music and pounding beat that maybe everyone didn't stop to think about what this song was communicating. Today, I believe that song would capture, that old rock song would capture what many people are feeling. The Bible said in the last days, men's hearts would fail them for fear and for looking at the things which are coming upon the earth. And we can see a society that is moving in that direction, that is already arriving in many people's lives. Well, we want to bring you a message of hope today. We don't want to dwell on the seeming hopelessness of the circumstances of our world and of our personal lives. We have a God, if you are a Christian, to call upon in the time of trouble. Praise God. In fact, the book of Psalms, Psalm 50, there's a verse in there. Verse 15 says, if we will begin to show Him a heart of gratitude and love and devotion for who He is and what He's done, we can call on Him in the time of trouble. And He says, "And I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." I'll tell you, we live in desperate times, and we live in times for God to keep His promises to His children. It's going to require the miraculous. It's going to require the supernatural. And I believe we're going to see God manifest Himself by meeting the needs of His people. If the meal barrel runs dry, God can work a creative miracle if He chooses. chooses. And in order to keep promises that He's given us, to never leave us nor forsake us, to provide for us, to protect us, amen. He is a Father God. And we just want you to have your trust in Him. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, the Bible describes you this way. The Bible describes you as without hope and without God in this present world. You're hopeless because so many things you will feel helpless to deal with. Well, Christians are not like that. We have hope because we have help. Amen. He hath said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that we might boldly say, Hebrews 13:5, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man or circumstances can do unto me. We pray you'll stay tuned to this broadcast for the next 30 minutes as we talk about trusting God in troubled times. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. We thank God for every one of you that listen to WMAF and this broadcast and other wonderful broadcasts right here on this radio station in Madison, Florida. We're grateful. We know we have a listener in Virginia. We're glad and hope that you have returned to listen. We understand that this station is listened to down under. Good day, mate, down in Australia. We're glad that you're tuned in. If you're tuned in to this broadcast today and anywhere where on the World Wide Web, type in WMAF Home. It will take you to the home page of WMAF, and up in the right-hand corner, it streams 24/7. Great programming, and this message can be heard by anyone, anywhere in the world that is connected to the World Wide Web. So we're just grateful for an audience that we believe is growing. People are discovering this radio station, and through it, they're discovering this broadcast, and we're so happy to be on the air here in originated in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting in Madison, Florida, from Madison, Florida to all of the states of the United States and the nations of the world. Praise God. So we're just grateful today. If you want to leave us a message that you hear this broadcast and let us know where you are listening from, and you have a computer, go to our website. Just type in THCOG. That's short for the Holy Church of God, and just THCOG, and you just two or three little places will come up first, and then it'll say the Holy Church of God in Tampa, and you click on that, go to our website. There's a place that you can leave us an email message if you so desire, and we're grateful to you today. I'm not going to read all of Psalm 112. We read it twice. I'm going to read, however, verse 7, and it is a profile of a man whose life is right-wise with God, or woman. Listen to this. Psalm 112 in verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. This is why we call this message on this psalm and all of the different places it takes us in the Bible, trusting God in troubled times. Amen. What a wonderful privilege it is to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and to be able to have a right standing with God, to know that when you pray, the Lord is listening. And He doesn't just listen. He moves. He reacts. He responds to us. He loves us. He cares about us. He requires that we demonstrate our faith by praying unto Him, making God your source. And He offers us through this standing a wonderful peace and a wonderful joy. I want to read that to you again from Romans 14, verse 17. But I want to make a statement before we read it. The person in right standing with God stands in a privileged place, producing a precious peace, resulting in spiritual joy. I want to say that again. The righteous person stands in a privileged place, producing a precious peace, resulting in spiritual joy. I did not say a sinlessly perfect person. There is no such individual except for Jesus Christ who's ever walked on this planet. Christians are forgiven, and we seek to live right. And at our best, we need to repent from time to time. But being right with God, amen, is something that you receive as a gift when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior. And that's called positional righteousness. God accepts you in the Beloved. I've often said, however, the Lord will accept you just like you are, but He loves you too much to leave you that way. Amen. He's going to go to work on you and go to work on me. I saw a sign the other day that said, "Be patient with me. God isn't finished with me yet." And I agree with that. The scripture said it's God that worketh in you. If you're a believer, if you're a Christian, you have trusted Christ is your Savior, and it's authentic. It's a real experience in your life. The Bible said it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. His seed remains in us. It's sown in us at salvation, but it remains in us that we sin not. We have a new bent toward righteousness. So it's not only personal righteousness, positional rather, it is personal and practical. We begin to live differently after accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Praise God. And there's a great boldness in this privileged place that we have in Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a privileged standing. We talked about that last week. And God has promised protection. We only need to trust Him. Look at the progression here from privileged standing to precious peace. The kingdom of God, it says, is not meat or drink, Romans 14:17, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is a precious peace. Peace is such a precious jewel that I would give anything for it but truth, said Matthew Henry. Let's back up and catch verse 7 through 10 of Isaiah 54. I want to read verses 7 through 10 of Isaiah 54. It said, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no more go over the earth. So have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." Amen. I really like that wonderful promise. This is kingdom peace. This is warrior peace. There's a part of spiritual armor called the shoes of peace. Hallelujah. The preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, you can't really preach or teach or share the gospel of peace unless you have peace with God yourself. Amen. It starts with a life that has been changed and a life that now rests in full assurance that Jesus will keep His promise to never leave us, never forsake us. It is therefore warrior peace. Amen. This is resting peace. This is peace that results from a right standing with God. Isaiah chapter 32 says it very well in 17 and 18. It says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places." Peace with God brings the peace of God into our hearts. Praise God. Amen. This is one of the first and foremost evidences of our sins being forgiven is peace with God producing peace within. Amen. The Bible calls it a peace that literally passes all understanding. So it's not, therefore, based on any circumstance. It's not like the dictionary defines peace. The dictionary calls it the cessation of wars. Isn't that incredible? Amen. And yet Jesus said, do you think that that's the kind of peace I came to bring? He said, I didn't come to bring that kind of peace to the earth. He put it this way, I think not that I'm come to bring peace to the earth yet. He said, but I've come to bring a sword and to set at variance. And said, your enemies shall be they, if you're a Christian, of your own household. There will be father against son and mother and daughter against mother, and husbands and wives will have conflict. Why would that be? Because one person is following Christ and another person isn't. And this is going to set up a light darkness conflict. And I know many Christians who are in the middle of this conflict between light and darkness. It's an incredible statement for Jesus to make. In other words, he's saying, I didn't come to bring peace without yet. I came to bring peace within. Praise the Lord. So even if we don't have peace without, we can still have peace within, and we can rest in the full assurance that ultimately God is in control, and we can trust in Him without fear. Hallelujah. There's nothing like that in all of the world. There are so many scary things going on in our world. And as I age, I realize how fragile life is. If I didn't know Jesus as my Savior, I would be very afraid of what life has to offer, because we don't know from day to day what could happen to us. It's a fearful world because it is a fallen world. But His kingdom has come in my heart and in the heart of everyone that trusts Christ as their personal Savior. His kingdom means the rule and domain of a king. Amen. Jesus becomes the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. And because He's the Lord of my life, I don't have anything to fear. Someone said, amen, fear God and you need not fear anyone or anything else. I like that statement. Honor Him. Reverence Him. He will care for you. Even death will never conquer those who trust in Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean we won't die one day, but it means death will not hold us in its dark prison. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a promise there are in the Word of God. Amen. This is warrior peace. It's kingdom peace, and it's also warrior peace. The Bible said in Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10, that we don't argue against flesh and blood as Christians, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness and high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, having done all stand. Praise God. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girt about with truth, the helmet of salvation, taking the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, wherewith you will quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, Paul used the covering, the armor of a Roman soldier because Israel had been occupied during his writing, his time by Caesar's Rome. And they saw the soldiers marching through the streets and standing guard in various areas. And he used what they could relate directly to, this helmet, this breastplate, this shield, this sword, this belt that held the sheath for the sword. And then he comes all the way down to the feet. And on the foot of the Roman soldier there was a hobnailed boot, and it was designed so that they could stand, establish, stand and fight without being pushed back. Their whole battle victories was based on being able to stand their ground and use that short sword, fighting up close and personal. But they had to be able to stand to do that and stand together. Praise God. Amen. There is a peace from that results when our heart is established trusting in the Lord, that reigns in our soul, that rules in our mind and overrules, because it's a peace that passes all understanding, and we're able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I have worked in an area that was so hectic. We had a young man come one time in this area that I worked in, and it was so hectic. And I told him, I said, you know, when in fear. And he was listening because I had a lot of experience. And I told him, I said, man, when in fear, when in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. And he began to smile because he knew I was kidding with him. But it seems like so many things in life causes us to run in panic, to make wrong decisions, to try to stand on the Word of God, and then end up trying to solve things or resolve things in our own weak flesh, worrying ourselves sick and not seeing the victory that God wants to give. And friend of mine, I want you to know, amen, I pastored full-time for 25 years, and I'm going to my 35th year of total pastoring. And I'm telling you something right now. Amen. I have seen people lose their peace, and you can't sustain victory in Jesus without the peace of God reigning in your heart. Spiritual warfare is real, and all of the armor is authentic, but it is all based on standing, having done all. Stand. We need to stand on the promises of God. Remember that great song we used to sing in church? Standing. Standing, standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. The scripture said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We need to stand on the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. His Word will not pass away. This is warrior peace. It is the peace and the assurance that if God be for us, who can be against us? It's the peace that comes even though we have a formidable foe in the enemy who rules the darkness of this world. We're up against a supernatural foe, but we are not alone in this battle. Praise God. Amen. The Lord stands with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. If you don't know Jesus, I challenge you today to take this message to heart. There is no place in this world that you can go to get away from trouble, calamity, crisis. It is a fallen world, and there is an enemy of your soul and mine that influences all of the darkness of this world. Jesus came to disarm him. Jesus came, amen, to shine the light of the glory of God through his own countenance and through his own life. Praise God. And I'm telling you today, in this troubled time, I am so glad to be a Christian, not a preacher. Now, I tell you that just being preaching doesn't shield me. It's my Savior that shields me. You say, Pastor, are you saying that nothing bad can ever happen to you? No, I'm saying nothing bad can happen to me if I keep my trust in Jesus. Nothing bad can happen to me unless God allows it. And if God allows it, He promises grace sufficient to bear it. And He promises to not leave me alone. And He promises me that the enemy will not overcome me nor destroy me. Praise God. And I can rest in full assurance, amen, that God is on the throne. I tell you, last week I got a spider bite on my finger. It swelled up double. It got so red, it got scarlet red, and it got blisters on top of that. And I started standing on the Word of God. Amen. They started telling me about brown recluses, and I went on the internet and saw a guy's hand that you could see all his bones of one finger, and some of the bones in his hand where the flesh had been eaten away. I said, dear Lord in heaven, amen, here I am having a great week, having a wonderful time, and now I've got this bite on me, and my fingers swelled double and scarlet red, and Lord, should I go? You know, I just started saying, and my wife could tell I was bothered by that. It bothers you if you're bit by an insect or a spider or something you don't know, and you don't know where it's going to lead. And just in the middle of a perfect week, and you know, I said, Lord, you said if I drank any deadly thing, it wouldn't hurt me. And I don't mean to go out and grab something and swallow it. Amen. He just meant whatever evil befalls you as a believer, I am with you, and I am your shield. I am your buckler. You trust in me. And I'm telling you, amen, I got ready to go to the clinic and see what it was and what I needed to do. But by the next day, it had begun to lose that redness, and I knew and I believed that the Lord was helping that to heal. And I'm telling you, another day, it was looking so much better. I said, you know, God is doing this, and He took care of it for me. Praise God. And I just appreciate Him. I've had a whole lot worse things than that. There's a lot more scary things than that. I've had a knife pulled on me by a man that really escaped AWOL from a mental hospital. I've had so many adventures since I've been a Christian, if you want to call them that. Amen. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. And the Lord has surely been my shield and my buckler. A man came one night to beat me up, and he got drunk and came looking for me because his wife got saved and wouldn't go to the bar with him like she used to, and he got mad at me about it. And anyway, she said he came to find me. He jumped in the car around midnight and tore off, and he was angry, and we said, I'm gonna beat him up. And he went to the wrong house. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know who he jumped on, but anyway, I don't think he hurt anybody. I think someone called the police, and it, you know. But the thing is, I've had my life threatened. I've had people tell me exactly that they were going to kill me, and I thought, Lord, I did not know when I started preaching the gospel it was going to cause all of this trouble. But I have an enemy, a great enemy in Satan, but I have a greater ally in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And He's delivered me from so many things, from nervous exhaustion when I didn't use wisdom and preached myself just about to the point of total exhaustion. But God came through. When it looked like I wasn't going to make it, God came through. Hallelujah. Amen. And I love Him so much. And right now, in my heart, I wouldn't trade places with anybody. I wouldn't trade places with Bill Gates and his billions, $58 billion as his personal worth, someone said. And someone asked him about religion, his faith, or any religious thoughts, his thoughts on religion, and he said, in the sheer allocation of time, I just don't have time to deal with those issues. Friend of mine, I cannot live a day without trusting God in this world. There's so many things that money cannot buy, money cannot help, but there's nothing that God cannot do. Praise God. Amen. It is a peace that is so very precious today. And I pray that you will find that peace, beginning with peace with God. And the moment you come to Christ as your Savior, if you don't know Him, the peace of God becomes yours to claim, to hold, to have in your heart. And when you have peace with God, the peace of God begins to reign in your heart and in your mind. You can trust God in troubled times, just like these that we're living in. Today, I want to challenge you, if you don't know Jesus, to open your heart right now, right where you are, and say, Jesus Christ, I receive you as my personal Savior. I don't want to try to be the macho man or woman anymore. I want, and I need your protection, your provision. I need to not fear death, to not fear what happens after death. I need to know that you are with me every step of the way in this life, and that you will escort me into your kingdom in heaven forever and forever, age without end. We love you today. If you're a Christian, put your trust in Jesus. Don't let the devil drive you with fear. Let God draw you to himself in love today and rest in the shelter of his great arms. Come back next week. Will you do that? And let's talk about Jesus. Thank you.